Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Georgie and Cass with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, an event in solidarity with protesters facing charges for the use of prohibited pro-Palestinian phrases under the new hate speech laws will be held this Friday at the Albion Peace Centre at 7 p.m. The event will have speakers, music and defendants as a gathering of community and peaceful resistance following the arrests occurring in March.
There were three very important and fluffy residents on the pool deck at the recent swimming Australian Open at the Gold Coast Aquatic Centre. Labradors Clover, Elton and Evie are key factors into ongoing studies on high performance sports and stress impacts thanks to a partnership between Guide Dogs Australia and Swimming Australia. Similar techniques were famously used in the US 2024 Olympic gymnastics trials with great success, so experts hope that the program can gain further traction going forward. The dogs prowled the poolside over the days of competition, offering athletes time to break away from the stress and impact of high-level competition, with many claiming the benefits of a quick cuddle.
In national news, former soldier and Victoria Cross recipient Ben Robert Smith was arrested and charged over allegations of war crimes following a 5-year investigation. After a flight from Brisbane, he was detained at Sydney Airport's domestic terminal yesterday morning and charged with 5 counts of war crime of murder and refused bail. He is due to appear in Bail Division Court sometime today. He has not been found formally guilty of any charges yet. Whistleblower David McBride remains in prison for releasing crucial evidence that implicated Ben Robert Smith and other soldiers for war crimes. Pauline Hanson released a statement that she will not abandon the alleged war criminal and she will remain in steadfast support of him.
Claims have been made that sustainable and wild-caught Australian seafood will only be affordable by the rich as the products are set to become more expensive unless fuel supplies return to normal. Only 30% of Australia's seafood is caught, farmed and processed locally, with cost increases for fuel and decreased supply amidst collapsing fishing operations likely to make it more difficult for businesses to maintain local source bases. Mooloolaba Fisheries Manager Paul Schneck warned that he thinks the local caught industry is nearly, quote, at the stage of collapse.
And in international news, the Israeli consulate in Istanbul has been the target of a 3-person gunman attack that has left the shooter dead and 2 police injured. Turkish officials have not linked the men to any particular group, but have labelled the attack as a terrorist move. Attackers used automatic rifles and handguns in their 10-minute shootout with police outside the building that is located in close proximity to major motorways and civilian areas. The consulate was empty at the time, with Israeli diplomats and officials having left Turkey in late 2023, soon after the war in Gaza broke out.
For your weather today, Cass, do you want to say it with me?
Weather I hardly know her.
Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. For a beautiful glow inside and out, you should go and find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.